Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg en Emalahleni 30, Pretoria 31, Rustenburg 34 grade.
Daar is nog steeds een groot ongeluk in Benoni op N12, fatal crash near Tom Jones. So please try to avoid that if you can.
Die LER vir gemeenskapsveiligheid in Noordwes, Wessels Morweng, sê planne om onwettige mynwerkers in 'n ongebruikte Stilfontein myn te red, vereis behoorlike risikobepalings voor reddingspogings kan begin. Hy het 'n beroep gedoen vir samewerking om die terrein skoon te maak. Lede van die regering en gemeenskapsleiers is tans besig om 'n strategie te bepaal om die 4 weke lange dooiepunt op te los nadat die polisie die voedsel en watertoevoer afgesny het.
Criminals are criminals, they will be arrested. People must not have selective amnesia. We are dealing with criminals here. Not so long ago in Gauteng, they raped young girls when they were shooting music video. My first week in office, I came to a tavern. They killed 15 people. We are going to deal with these zamazamas. We are not backing down.
Die minister van elektrisiteit en energie, Jose Ramagopa, het 'n voltydse lid vir elektrisiteit van die energiereguleerder Nersin Tlantla Gumede geskors. Dit volg hangend die uitkoms van 'n onafhanklike ondersoek na beweerde oortredings. Gumede se skorsing volg 3 maande nadat hy gesê het die vinnige stygings in elektrisiteitstariewe is die gevolg van Nersin se onvanpaste prysmodule. Nersin hou tans landwyse openbare verhore oor Eskom se versoek vir 'n tariefverhoging van 36%. Die Satswane sê hy werk en merk 'n daling in watervlakke by die Atteridgeville, Lodium, Lotus en Soshanguve reservoirs. Die metro se woordvoerder Lindela Mashigo sê die departement van nooddienste se bestuur beraadslag met Randwater. Hy sê hulle probeer vasstel wat die probleem veroorsaak.
A technical meeting is scheduled to discuss the possible intervention means for the Lodium and Atteridgeville HL reservoirs. Residents will be kept updated on the development. The city pleads with residents that still have water to please use water sparingly in order to avoid a system collapse.
Nou na die Weskaap waar die Satkaap sat sê diensverskaffers het sedert verlede maandag afpersingsdreigemente gekry wat die opskorting noodsaak van die skoonmaakdienste van ongeveer 300 ouer toilette in informele nedersettings in Kraaifontein en Wallisteen. Die Metro se Water en Sanitasie Direktoraat het tot dusver te doen gekry met 14 voorvalle.
This means that we've needed to make additional arrangements to support these service providers with additional security and law enforcement services in order to ensure that there's a continuity of this essential services in these communities.
Dit dan die burgemeesterskomitee lid vir water en sanitasie Zaid Badruddin. En nog nie uit die buiteland Rusland het 'n konsepresolusie van die Verenigde Nasies Veiligheidsraad gewetoe oor 'n onmiddellike skietstaking in Sudan. Die land worstel steeds met 'n dodelike oorlog wat meer as 11 miljoen mense ontneem het. Buitelandse en binnelandse sake Minister David Lammy.
This Russian veto is a disgrace. Shame on Putin for using his mercenaries to spread conflict and violence across the African continent. And shame on Putin for pretending to be a partner of the global south while condemning black Africans to further killing, further rape, further starvation in a brutal war.
Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Northwest Community Safety MEC Wessels Morweng says plans to rescue illegal miners in a disused Stilfontein mine requires proper risk assessments before action can begin.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.